Happy Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome to Mr. Sal's Podcast, and that's Summer Season 2022, Episode 8, July 30th, 2022. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. We're up to our 8th episode of the summer season. Time is flying by. We're at the end of July. We have today and tomorrow, and then we are into August. So we are winding things down, hoping everybody's enjoying their summer. We are on our regularly scheduled Saturday mornings. Pause for a sip of coffee. Decaf. That's okay. Just got back from traveling for a few days. Talk about that coming up. This episode's going to be short and sweet. Talk about the Honor Summer Reading Project. Summer school is over. And go over some things. I did some traveling. I went to an educational conference this past week. I was only there for a couple days. Great time. Got to meet up with a lot of friends. Got to learn some new things. Got to have my other live stream podcast blow up due to technical difficulties at Shippensburg University. We got through it. It's what you do when you're working with technology. We'll talk about all of that and more when we come back from this brief musical interlude. So we're back. You tell it's the end of the month because car dealerships are calling left and right saying, hey, are you refinancing your vehicle? Are you looking for another vehicle? They're trying to make their end of the month sales. I've had several calls already. So hopefully we don't get interrupted again, as they say in Canada, which means again in American English. There are no student emails of the week for the week. Usually this is where I read student emails, but we didn't have any this week. So we're moving on to jumping straight into the summer reading updates. I've answered several student emails over the summer, both directly back to the student via email, and I've posted the questions and answers here in the podcast. You can check those out. They're in the descriptions. We are getting towards the end of summer. Your projects will be, the writing part component will be due the first day of classes when we come back. So if you want me to review anything, take a look at anything, you have any questions, zip me an email. I'll respond to you directly. Then I'll also put it in a podcast. I've had some people ask, will I review, will I review writing? Yes, but you got to get that done soon. You hit me the last day before classes start, I'm probably not going to have time and you'll be winging it on your own. So if you want me to check anything out, want to bounce any ideas off me, please do that sooner rather than later. I've said this numerous times. All the links to the summer reading information are on my website, MrSalvucci.com, and on the class wiki at PBWorks, MrSalPBWorks.com. I think it's .com. But I sent that email out. If somebody hasn't received it or if somebody has any questions, please contact me. I will get in touch with you and clear up any issues you have. That's pretty much the reading assignment overall for class. I've been working on reorganizing things. We are going to be using some more tools. The course isn't about the tools. It's just ways of getting your information out there and making class a little more interactive and making it more, let's say versatile, I guess would be the word. More options for you to turn in assignments, I guess. So I'm working on that aspect, talking with friends of mine throughout education, both social studies and other subjects, seeing what they do, and trying to incorporate that more into my class. So along with that, I've been pulling ideas, borrowing them from other podcasts, getting some equipment updates, getting things taken care of. So there'll be some changes, and we'll get into that when we get back to school. There are no optional enrichment assignments over the summer. Sorry, guys. Can't help you with that. Oh, I know. That was kind of loud. It blew my ears out on the little earbuds I have in. A little too loud for that, boo. Anyway, dad joke of the week will be returning once school starts. That's a good thing. Hopefully you'll be happy with that. The applause is deafening in my earbuds. I got to turn the volume down on the iPad. That was the virtual studio audience here at my house. We're going to move right into school announcements. Dr. Greeno sent out a school messenger email that has the links to New Brighton social media sites and the username for New Brighton Area School District. Please check that out. Follow them if you want to be kept up to date and see neat things going on in the New Brighton Area School District. There's several New Brighton Area School Districts, so you need to make sure you get the right one. We are New Brighton, Pennsylvania. Check out that email from Dr. Greeno. Follow us on social media. Speaking of social media, check out the What's Up New Brighton internet show. It is informative. It is fun. It's a school club. We have the videos posted on YouTube. We have a TikTok channel. Look for content on there. Also, it is a club. If you are one of my students in class, you get enrichment points for participating in the club, and I give you snacks. If you're not a student, you're still welcome to participate. You get the snacks. I can't give you the extra credit. Along those lines, did you know you can check out ebooks throughout the summer from the school library? If you're interested, check out the library page on the school website. If you still have questions, message me. I'll get you the information you need. And that's pretty much going to wrap up this podcast. Please get in touch with me, my students, in the Honors U.S. History and Government 2 class. If you have any questions whatsoever about your writing prompts or any questions about the book, Night, please get them to me. I will help you out and get things cleared up. Don't wait till the last week of school, because by then, it will be too late. We don't want that to happen. So I'm going to keep hammering that statement home. If you have questions, reach out. I will help you out as best I can and as many times as I have to get the point across and get things clarified. That's not an issue. So we're going to wrap this podcast up quickly. We're only like 8.5 minutes into the podcast, but we're done for the week. I'm going to mention several things. First is ideas, jokes, comments, thoughts, ramblings, and retorts, replies, tangents. They're my own and no one else's. If you get mad at something, let me know. I accept constructive criticism. If you like something, let me know. I appreciate the praise. Don't blame anyone else. Second, several organizations and websites that do a lot of good. PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out the PAECT.org website. See what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of which, I was just at Shippensburg University. I mentioned that. I was at an educational conference, the Keystone Technology Innovators Summit, sponsored by PAECT. It was a week-long summit up at Shippensburg University. I was there Thursday and Friday. About 77, 78 teachers from around the state who were nominated, or more than that, nominated by their principals as exceptional users of educational technology and learning. It's not about the technology, it's about the learning and the concepts and the ideas. They were nominated as exceptional teachers by their district administration. They put in to come to Summit. They were up there for a week learning. I went up for Thursday and part of Friday as one of the lead learners and regional director for the Southwest region of Pennsylvania. And I got to meet a lot of great teachers, share a lot of great ideas. PAECT is involved with that. Fantastic opportunity, and it's a great way to build relationships, networks, and strengthen education, not only in Pennsylvania, but it's open to out-of-state residents, which did happen. PACT, it is a great organization. So I bang my coffee cup on the table. It was a week-long summit. It's great. We did run the PACT pod. I had a minor meltdown, as I mentioned earlier. I could not get on the wireless network up at Shippensburg. I was one of the people. It took about 6 reboots of my computer, so I had to borrow a computer to get into the PACT pod. Threw me off. So I understand when things don't go well and how people can melt down. That's why I'm telling you guys for the project and throughout the school year with class, if things aren't working, don't wait till the last minute. I get it. Things don't work. You get antsy. Happened to me this week with the PACT pod. Check us out on YouTube. You want to see the comedy of errors that I was going through? Check it out. We're on YouTube, PACT pod. We're also anywhere you get great podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all kinds of platforms. We have it on Twitter, PACT pod. Facebook, will be on LinkedIn soon. Check us out. See the podcast, see the comedy of errors, and how I got frazzled and melted down. It happens to everybody, the best of people, and even me, who have room for improvement. PACT, we are the voice of EdTech in PA and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone that reaches the outside world, or go to 211.org on any internet connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. That is 211 on a phone or 211.org on the internet. Along those lines, we have the 511pa.com website. It's also an app on your phone. It gives you driving conditions around the state, construction around the state, wintertime. It will show the location of snowplows on state highways and interstates. It is a fantastic resource. Check it out. It is always some sort of season weather events with rain, with snow, construction events, because it is construction season. Check out 511pa.com or in the app. And that pretty much wraps up this episode. Have a great rest of your summer. Have a good next week. I'll be back next Saturday with more information. Hopefully more of you will reach out so I can get some more information about the class, about the summer reading project, and be working on some things. It's going to be hot and sticky next week. So stay hydrated, stay safe. Have a good one, everybody. Once again, I'd like to thank my daughter for the theme music. We only played one interlude. We didn't do the two because it's a short podcast, but I'm rambling and taking it up to almost 14 minutes. So peace out. I'm going. Have a good one, everybody. See you next week.